again, Mr. Habib.
Hi, Mariam. How were those mangoes you bought last Monday?
Delicious. Habib's fruit market sells the best mangoes.
Thank you. Do you want some more today?
No, I'm here to ask you another question for my school report on people in my town.
Okay.
I'm supposed to ask people about God.
Wow, that's a big subject.
In your home country, do people believe in God?
Of course. We pray to Him many times a day.
Is it the same God we worship at my church?
God has many different names. In my language, we call Him Allah.
What is He like?
Oh, He is very powerful. He created everything. He sees all and knows all. He helps us when we are in trouble and forgives us when we do wrong things.
Sounds just like the God we worship at my church.
And Allah wants us to do what is right because He knows that when we are angry and hurtful, we suffer. It's His will that we be kind and forgiving to everyone, no matter what they look like, no matter where they live, no matter where they believe.
But why is there so much trouble in your home country? I see pictures on television, and it scares me.
It scares me too, Mariam. You see, just because Allah is there doesn't mean people listen to Him and follow His instructions. He lets us choose how to live. Some people choose war.
You know what, Mr. Habib? I think Allah is a good God. I think people should listen to Him more.
I agree.
Thank you, Mr. Habib.
God bless you, Mariam.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.